Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditation. My name is Jill, and I am an intuitive healer, a meditation coach and teacher, and have been broadcasting my meditations for nearly 6 years. I am grateful that you found me. I hope you enjoy my meditations. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in all the way down to the belly. And slowly exhale. Nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Go ahead and relax the breath, keeping it low in the belly. Feeling that breath flow through your body in the rhythm of an ocean wave. That breath comes in, the tide comes in, and the breath goes out, and the tide goes out. Go ahead and relax your shoulders. Feel that relaxation move down your arms, all the way to the ends of your fingers. And just feel that breath flow through the body. We're going to begin today by visualizing ourselves sitting on a park bench. We can feel the seat under us. Feel our feet on the ground. I want you to slowly take in your surroundings. Perhaps the bench is in a park, and in the distance you can hear children playing, or you're in a nature preserve, and you just hear the birds, the wind blowing through the leaves on the trees. As your surroundings become more clear in your mind, and you're feeling yourself sitting on this bench, I want you to look to your left and your right and see that a path stretches out from this place. As you look down the path, you'll notice that you have a visitor joining you. It may be a face you recognize right away. It may be that you only see the body or the outline. And as they continue walking closer, they come into focus until they're eventually sitting next to you on the bench. For most of you, this should be someone that you know, someone you're familiar with. Take a moment to greet them. Perhaps ask them why they've come. They have some place to take you, some place to show you, a memory to revisit. They take your hand and you begin to walk down the path together. Feeling your feet rise and fall, very connected to this place, enjoying the company of your guest. They're bringing you to a building. It could look like a small cottage, house, shed, could look like anything. The door is to a memory. And when you walk through it, you'll be in that memory. Your guest is waiting for you. So before we walk through that door, just take a nice deep breath in and slowly exhale. Place your hand on the knob of the door and step inside. Once you walk through that door, you're in a memory. Allow yourself to be here. The first memory that comes into view, that pops into your mind. You're here only as an observer, a visitor, taking in the sights and sounds of the past and bringing them forward in your mind. Something that you've missed, something you need to see again. This is where I'll leave you for a while, exploring this memory. I'll call you back when it's time. It's time to go back to the door, and to our waiting guest. Step through the door. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. And see our guest is standing there waiting. They have a gift for you. A memento of your visit. And something else to show you as well. I want the two of you to continue walking down that path together, talking about the memory you just visited, asking questions, why you were there, what you were meant to see, how is it meant to help you? Your guest is bringing you to another place, another door attached to another building. This time we're getting a glimpse of our future selves. A memory that hasn't yet occurred, that's in our future. Again, we're only an observer. Go ahead, take a deep breath in. Slowly exhale. Place your hand on the door and step through. This is yours to explore. I'll call you back when it's time. time to come back through the door. Visitor is standing there, holding another gift. This one related to your visit with your future self. It's time to walk back to the bench. As you do, you can ask your guest questions about what you saw, what you experienced, what you're meant to learn. As you approach the bench, I want you to go ahead and have a seat, saying goodbye to your guest. Feeling your feet on the ground, the bench under you. Connecting to the sights and sounds of nature. Go ahead and bring your hands together in prayer position. Take a nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. One last breath, deep breath in, and slowly exhale. Take a moment for reflection, maybe an affirmation for yourself. Solidify your meditation in your mind. When you're ready, and open your eyes and come back to me. There's something really special about visiting a memory. And in meditation, when we're doing it in this way, it's really meant to serve as giving you a perspective or a different perspective or a new awareness of that moment in your life. How you were connected to others. What was said, how did you feel then, and how do you feel now? And the intention behind doing that is to rewire, rewire the memory and shift its triggering effects in your body. So when we, and we have trauma or we have pain and we're revisiting something, we're doing it with the intention of shifting our perspective, understanding how it might have helped us, and rewriting that story to offer us a much clearer or healed perspective in our future selves. In this meditation, we're also taking a trip to our future self to provide additional insight and see us in a place of wholeness, in a place of that's, healed, and what that perspective can do, and in connection with that memory, to help us sort of create this larger perspective, shift that perspective, and rewire those memories, so they can be extremely powerful. So I hope today brought you a little bit of that, and as always, I wish you nothing but the best on your journey to wholeness.